Philip Semper, PLTD, certificate. Today's date is 08/05/2024. Dictation is for Jennifer Ochoa. Ochoa spells O-C-H-O-A. Jennifer spells J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Date of birth is 08/28/2006. This is a 17-year-old child accompanied by mom here with sore throat period. Patient indicated this has been going on for approximately 2 or 3 days ago. Was seen. So mom says she brought her in because she's now having pain with swallowing, chills, myalgia, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports decreased appetite, increased temperature, chills, pain with swallowing. She denies a stiff neck, denies vomiting or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 96 over 59. Pulse 78. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, throat erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula exudate is present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. She has tender bilateral anterior cervical lymph nodes in the anterior cervical triangles, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical song, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute strep pharyngitis. Assessment number two, acute influenza. Number three, acute cough. Number four, acute odynophagia. Number five, acute cervical lymphadenopathy. Number six, acute myalgia. Number seven, loss of appetite, period. Next paragraph. The following tests were done in clinic today: strep, flu, COVID. Patient's strep was positive. Influenza was positive. COVID is negative. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, the patient received the following injection, Rocephin, 1 gram IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 15 to 20 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports no side effects from the medication and indicated that she's beginning to feel a little better, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication, amoxicillin, 500 milligrams, 1 POTID for 14 days, number 42. Next medication, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, 1 POTID, PRN for fever/pain. Next medication, XYZ mouthwash, number 60 mils. She will take 15 mils, gargle, and spit out every morning for 4 days. Next paragraph. The patient was not given Tamiflu as she is just out of the window for medication, considering the risk of side effects from this medication. Patient may benefit from just conservative measures, period. Mom was encouraged to have child increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed, period. Given the opportunity to ask questions, she says she has none. End of dictation.